You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Thursday, which means it's SME of the Week time, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. It's not often you see an SME play in this space. I'm joined on the line by Loyiso Manga, who is the founder of Ubuntu Olive Oil. Yes, I said it, olive oil. Good evening, Loyiso. Thanks so much for taking the time. Why olive oil?
Jeez, why not, Buti? I mean, the world is heading towards a more healthier, health-conscious lifestyle. And I think, the COVID pandemic kind of knocked a couple of people into their senses about the importance of being on the right side of good health. And quite instrumentally and quite key to that, as a basis of that, is the idea that no matter how many times you go to gym, with where the weight loss and the health component comes in is predominantly what you put on your plate. And my selling point is, if you are, living a health conscious or a health lifestyle and you are adopting it, then why not drizzle some of the best world-class extra virgin olive oil, which has got many benefits in terms of the health component. So I think as a business person, a man or woman, you want to, when you look and forecast into the agri space, you want to say, what are people using? What is the future holding? And health will never run out of fashion. So that's a niche market, I suppose, for myself.
That makes complete sense. I mean, as you're saying this, I'm thinking back to something my father would always say to me, you are what you eat. Isn't olive oil expensive to produce?
It is. So it's highly capital intensive. Mm. As a start, as a basic. And also the idea that if you have got land and you've got a farm, you've got good soil, you've got the right temperature, preferably in the Western Cape or the Northern Cape, anywhere in the Mediterranean region, and you planted olives or an olive tree, it takes 5 years to produce. Now, you must also remember that it's quite capital intensive, because it's a baby that you start planting as a tree, as a small tree, but it only starts producing technically in the 5th year. So you can just imagine all of this, because you could have started potatoes, you could have started blueberries, you could have started all of these things, but I think that is what brings value to it. But I think most importantly, the value add and where the unique selling point is with olive oil is that when you see how it speaks to the fact that it may reduce your type 2 diabetes, it may reduce your high blood pressure, cholesterol, it helps with your eczema, for your skin, for your hair, and all of these elements that are produced, especially from an extra virgin olive oil, it is only but just clear that, it ought to be one of the major things that are part and parcel of your healthy lifestyle if you take it seriously. So it is quite expensive based on those grounds, that the benefits that it brings vis-a-vis what it cures or it helps is quite fundamental. So I always just say it's worth the buck, man, when you consider that, a whole lot of people have got type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and it helps reduce all of these. The chances of you getting a stroke if you consume a spoon of olive oil in the morning and the evening reduces your type 2 diabetes, your high blood pressure, and all of these things. I think we spend a lot of money on a lot of things, but it's an investment into your own future also.
Mm. Interesting that it's 5 years, similar to how macadamia farming takes quite a bit of time there. Loyiso, the olive oil that you produce, Ubuntu Extra Virgin Olive Oil, is that a blended oil? Is that a pure olive oil? What is that, and what went into that decision there?
So we how do I put this politely? We hate blended olive. We hate blended olives, because there's quite a lot of corruption and fraud around companies that are putting 30% of extra virgin olive oil and putting all sorts of seed oils in it and calling it extra virgin olive oil. So I think we are not friends with anything that falls outside of extra virgin olive oil, because that's what we're selling. So our olive oil is extra virgin olive oil. I'm a member of SA Olive, the industry body that regulates extra virgin olive oil. The olive oil that we use won gold in the World New York Olive Oil Competition, and that was competing against the best of the best, the creme de la creme of Spain, Italy, and so forth. And we won gold. So we are selling a championship premium brand at Woolworths. So we are very conservative in our approach, that we don't compromise. And our cultivar is something called the FS17 or the Favalosa. The Favalosa is known for its high concentration of polyphenols. And polyphenols are the ingredient that speaks to all of the ailments that I mentioned, the high blood pressure. So a high volume, high concentrated extra virgin olive oil, which has our cultivar in the Favalosa or the FS17, is definitely something that you want to employ, whether you're cooking or whether you are just drinking it in the morning for medicinal purposes.
And if you want to invest in an SME, make sure the SME knows about his product, and Luiso certainly does. Luiso, you mentioned the international competitions, and I want to get a sense of your plans, because from what I understand, when you and I spoke, you're at the Cape Town International Convention Center at the moment. What are you doing there for the business locally and internationally, and what does that plan look like for Ubuntu Olive Oil?
So one of the major things that we are trying to, it's been a dream of mine for the last year or two. So in 2020, during COVID, when I resigned from my call center job, I had this vision that I wanted to do, because I was introducing a product and I was leaving my corporate job. I decided to take out a loan and hire out a panel van, brand it, and I traveled 9,000 kilometers by myself from Cape Town down the Garden Route up to Johannesburg, and we got major support from, you know, your other radio stations and your ENCAs, etc. My interest with attending the World Tourism Forum that's at CTICC now, and I think this is what I want to share with South Africans, is that I'm working on getting a campaign called Taste the Spirit of Ubuntu. As you'd know, my brand is called Ubuntu Extra Virgin Olive Oil. And the idea behind it is threefold. I want to do a culinary tour throughout the country from Cape Town up until Johannesburg, where, number one, we are obviously cooking indigenous foods that are enjoyed by South Africans, whether you are in Kleindorp in Mariasdorp, Piketberg, or you are in Soweto, or you are in the Port St. John's. We want our people to sort of use olive oil, not only to see it as a prestigious and elite brand, but we want them to use it on a daily basis and also to consume it for their health reasons. So that's the first component of it. Secondly, I'm at the World Tourism World Tourism Conference here, is because we want to spotlight, as a second arm of our mission in this culinary tour that we want to do, I want to speak to entrepreneurs like myself who are in small towns, who are in locations, who are in farms, who are doing their products. I want to sit them down, have a podcast with them, and tell people that there's a Spokazi in East London, there is a Nomfosi in Port Elizabeth, there is an Adrian who's got his own little small business. Let us support Adrian because he's doing this. Let us support Nomfosi because they are doing a chakalaka. So I want to create a documentary out of this culinary tour. And out of that documentary, I think we can also low-key sell it to Mzansi Magic or Netflix. But the third component of it is we want to highlight the beauty of South Africa, the hidden gems during this culinary tour. So my vision is that we are in the Port St. John somewhere cooking traditional Xhosa food, or in a place somewhere in Piketberg, and we are cooking and we are talking about the tourism that is around here, because we've got quite a lot of gems in the country. So that's my interest with being here. We are writing to a couple of, you know, your VWs for them to sponsor a vehicle. You know, we want to talk to Sasol or to these petroleum companies, for them to come on board as sponsors, so that we can all as a country post-elections rally around a campaign that says taste the spirit of Ubuntu, where I can showcase entrepreneurship, showcase the brilliant dreams of young people and of South Africans who are doing great things. And we document that and we show it to the world what we have to offer. So that's why I'm here. And I'm quite excited because we're talking to a couple of people in Limpopo and in the Northern Cape, and they're quite excited for me to go to their provinces and look at the hidden gems that are there and use olive oil and, you know, do a culinary tour that is not all about sophisticated urban areas for the opulent, but we want to sit with the gogos in the Port St. John's and in all of these places, in Garankuwa, in Limpopo, in all of these places, and just sit around the fire. Let's create a meal and let's dine and let's break bread. So that's the campaign that I'm hoping South Africans might help and support, and let's make it happen. I mean, it's all up to us.
Certainly a number of hidden gems in South Africa, and the beauty of South Africa can absolutely be showcased and highlighted. We'll leave it at that, Loiso. Thanks so much for that. That's Loiso Manga, who is the founder of Ubuntu Extra Virgin Olive Oils, joining me this week for our SME of the Week.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.